Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Wedding Night with the Earl by Amelia Gray, narrated by Barry Krynick. Chapter 1. There's a divinity that shapes our ends, rough-hew them how we will. Hamlet, Act 5, Scene 2. Early winter, northern coast of England. Adam Greyhawk supposed there were worse deaths than being shot by an irate husband. He'd looked down the wrong end of a clumsily held pistol barrel more than once in his 30 years. Fear wasn't something that ever crossed his mind. For the past 2 years he'd welcomed death. Maybe he'd even longed for it, because guilt was a hell of a friend. Now that the moment was actually close at hand, perhaps it would have been more acceptable if he had met his end saving the life of an innocent child from the path of a runaway carriage or something equally heroic. But Adam had seldom had the opportunity to be so noble.
"Give me one good reason why I shouldn't blow your head off your shoulders right now," the short, slim man barked.
"I can't think of one," Adam said calmly. Though his eyes were blurry from all the brandy he'd consumed and his head was pounding, Adam noticed the man's gaze dart to the young woman standing beside him in the dimly lit upstairs room of the tavern and inn. They exchanged furtive glances. Clearly they hadn't expected him to be so accommodating. Adam really didn't give a damn whether the man pulled the trigger. Somehow it seemed fitting that today would be his demise. It had been hellish. Not only had his wife and child died on this day 2 years ago, this morning he'd received word that a young cousin had succumbed to consumption a few weeks ago, and Adam was now the 8th Earl of Greyhawk. Once that would have meant something to him.